only one man on the boundary on the offside. Is this time for your reverse sweep? Ooh. Does Agar play it?
I wouldn't think so. He's pretty good at hitting it over the rope anywhere else on the field.
Yeah,
so.
Beautiful hitter. Can he hit inside out over cover?
I don't think he'll give him a chance to, though. Will, he's going to go in at base of the leg stump at his ankles, feet.
Should the keeper go back a few metres? As has a little feather.
How far is the keeper allowed to go?
Here we go.
Right. Here it is. And so the Scorchers celebrate. Finch so close to glory.
Yeah, the boys from the West came and conquered last night. We love a last ball finish. Maybe the players don't quite like it, but the general sports fan doesn't get much better than last night. And Ashton Agar, he's had a couple of fine moments. And when you think about that knock he played over in the UK and last night, the winning six. But the innings for the Scorchers, it was led by Michael Klinger, who set the foundation. 72 off 55 deliveries, cleared the boundary a couple of times. He was player of the match, and he joins us here on Melbourne's Home of Sport. Morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you going?
Going well. A great win, obviously, to come and defeat the Renegades last night, although that last over was pretty tense.
Yeah, it's probably got a little bit tighter than we would have liked. When myself and Mitch were batting, and we got it down to, I think, a runner ball, or just over a runner ball with three overs to go. It felt like we were going to hopefully get it done a bit earlier, but that's what 2020 cricket's all about, and we... unfortunately, both of us couldn't finish the job, but what a fantastic finish. In a way, I think for someone like Ashton Agar to be able to do that and confidence-wise for him and for such a, I think, a future star player is going to be great for him.
He's sort of got a really cool demeanour about him, hasn't he, Michael? I mean, he just seems to handle pressure moments really well.
He does. He's a very relaxed character. He's... just in his mannerisms as well, but he's. I got asked last night, who would you like to be on strike the last ball, and probably next to Mitch Marsh, he'd be really close because he's such a good striker of the ball, and it was a great moment. It would have been nice if we did it a little bit easier, but we got it done in the end, which is great.
What did you think of 148 to try and, or sort of 149 to have to chase down? I mean, every ground differs around the country. We've seen some scores up around sort of that 200 mark, but I mean 150 is still a fair target to chase. So what was sort of the conversation after being out there bowling first?
Yeah, it's always difficult to know until both teams bat on it. So we were obviously fairly happy to keep them under 150 because last year I think we chased down 175. So to be 20 or 25 less than that was we came off feeling pretty good. But we also know that they had two quality spinners who were going to bowl eight overs, which is always going to be tough work. And probably, in a way, I think Dwayne Bravo injuring himself just helped us a little bit. I mean, it's no one wants to see anyone get injured, and hopefully he's okay. But I suppose not having his three overs hurt the Renegades a little bit, even though Finchy did a fantastic job to fill in those couple of overs.
Yeah, didn't get to bowl the whole four. Mitchell Johnson, though, must be great to have him in your team. I mean, he conceded a few runs early, but he came back and bowled really well there at the death and got a few dot balls. And, he still looks in fantastic condition. He's running in with a bit of pace. I mean, he's a sort of great acquisition to your team.
Yeah, he's fitted in really well. And I think just you'd imagine the opposition batters, when they're facing him, would just have a little bit of a panic on because he's still bowling really quick. And it just makes them think a little bit, and then it might make them decide they need to target a different bowler, and then that bowler gets wicket. So it's 2020 cricket. There's a lot of tactics involved that people may not think. It's probably even more than the other formats in a way because it all happens so quickly. So, but Mitch has been going really well and fitting in great with the group, and hopefully he can have a great second half of the tournament as well.
Yeah, I'm keen to ask you, Michael. I mean, I've seen you... over the years, play many fine innings in the longer form of the game. And, the modern-day cricket has got to adapt and be versatile and be able to survive in all three forms. And what you've had to do, maybe add to your game from an innovation side of things and be prepared to go outside the normal technique to really, I suppose, be successful as a 2020 cricketer.
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes from playing a lot of 2020 cricket and just having experience in different situations, whether you're chasing or setting scores. And I've been lucky enough to obviously play 6 seasons of Big Bash and before that even with the Redbacks, play some tournaments in India and in England there. County season, they play, I think, 14 games a season in the Big Bash. So I've been over there the last 4 years. So you play once you start playing a lot of 2020 cricket, I think you naturally have to reinvent yourself, and then teams find some weaknesses in your game. So then you've got to try and make sure for the next season you're ready to combat that. So there's a lot of hard work involved, and I think 2020 cricket is really just about getting your skill level up. So when you do take the risk, they come off more often than not. And that's what all the players are trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking to Michael Klinger, player of the match last night with 72. The Scorchers getting home on the last ball of the night, 6 for 152, defeating the Melbourne Renegades, 8 for 148. I mean, Brad Hogg was a successful part of the Scorchers. Was a bit strange playing him last night. It would have been a little bit of banter out there.
There wasn't too much banter. I thought I was expecting it. I was waiting for it.
Okay.
Yeah, he was pretty quiet. But, it was a little bit weird, to be honest, playing against him. Obviously, I've been playing with him the last 2 years and a real cult hero at the Furnace for the Scorchers. And, it was weird playing against him. But that's part of the game these days, especially in 2020. Guys move around. And he obviously got a deal that he couldn't say no to at the back end of his career. So all the guys still love him. And hope it goes really well. But there were times last night where we had to target him because someone like Narayan was bowling so well. So, it worked out okay.
Michael, you get great support over at the Furnace. I mean, it's one of the great atmospheres when we turn on the Big Bash. You must be looking forward to the new stadium as well. I mean, I reckon the appetite for cricket in Perth, you could almost get, maybe 50, 60,000 to get along to the Big Bash.
Yeah, the boys are absolutely pumped. It looks like we're possibly going to be there next season. So I think the capacity for a cricket match, I think, is about 55,000 people there. So we're hoping it'll be a bit similar to Adelaide Oval, where they're getting crowds of 40,000 plus. And hopefully if we're having a good season, like the back end of a season or a final, you can get that up to the 50,000 plus sort of range. So it's going to be unreal. I think it'll be great for footy as well, for crowds and that. So it's a great stadium for Perth and for sport in general over in the West.
No doubt. I mean, you'd love to keep this side intact if you're going to possibly win it again, depending if Sean Marsh is going to be called up. Mitch Marsh, I mean, they're nice, and along with Ian Bell, with his experience and yourself at the top of the order, you'd be hoping this team can certainly stay intact.
Yeah, we're sort of... realise that there's a chance the second half of the tournament we're going to lose some players. I mean, in a way, we sort of hope we do, because I think Sean Marsh should definitely just get back straight in the test team for the next test, coming off playing so well before he broke his finger. So it's likely he may have played his last game last night, and hopefully he'll be back in that test team. And Mitch Marsh will definitely be playing the one day as sort of the second half of the tournament. So we're not the only team, though. There'll be some other... teams losing players, so even though we've got quite a lot of injuries with our bowlers, we've got some good depth still, so we'll hopefully be able to cover those guys and hopefully guys can still step up to win us matches.
Well done that last night, even though we were wearing the Renegades hat. We love a good finish in cricket. It's a great Big Bash season. It's certainly captivating, and all the best going forward, and well done personally as well.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.